We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Lineup HQ Lineup Builder. This one's for a four-gamer on Saturday and Sunday in the NFL this weekend. We're going to walk you through a little bit this weekend and talk about some players and just overload you with information. That's what we're here to do. So back at it with Squirrel Patrol, John Breslin. He's here. It's a nice early morning for us. And if you have any questions, guys, get them in. We'll answer them. Otherwise, we're going to talk through these players. John, how you doing, man?
Good morning. It's the earliest I've done a show in quite some time, maybe ever. But yeah, we're here to talk some football. Should be a good week of a good weekend of some divisional games. So yeah, let's get it rolling.
Yeah, I used to do those lineup builders with Big T, and boy, he was an early bird, man. He crack of dawn, he wanted to get the show going. So this is not new territory for me. I've been here. I'm experienced. I'm like like Tom Brady in the playoffs. I got the experience. You're the Brock Purdy here. This is your first go-round on the early show, but we're going to walk through these four games. So if you don't know by now, there's a lineup HQ for a two-gamer on Saturday, lineup HQ for a two-gamer on Sunday. This is the full four games. We'll walk you through just a couple shell lineups and tell you who we like, just a different perspective. So it was a fun playoff weekend. I mean, that was some exciting games last weekend. I expect it to be just as good this weekend. Hopefully this stuff lives up to the hype. So, John, without further ado, you want to get to it, man?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get it going.
Let's start off on DraftKings, and let's talk about some quarterbacks. We've got four games, eight guys to choose from. And basically, we need to figure out from top to bottom. We've got an upper tier here. All right. We got an upper tier of guys. The Josh Allens, the Jalen Hurts, and the Patrick Mahomes seem to be in a tier of their own in price and more or less projection. How do you feel about those guys?
I mean, they're obviously like three of the best quarterbacks in the in the NFL, three of the best quarterbacks for DFS all season long. But I think you can get a little bit different here. especially on DraftKings where the pricing is a little bit tighter. And I guess, you know, the differences in the quarterback salaries is a little bit bigger. Yeah, obviously, like, Patrick Mahomes has the dots, I think, for like cash games. I think I'd be going with Patrick Mahomes. Team's got the highest implied point total on the weekend. You know, he's playing in Arrowhead. I'm a little bit more concerned about like Jalen Hurts than maybe the field is. Like, I don't like the fact that that shoulder injury, and he didn't seem to like be getting the rushes in the red zone. Like, and he needs that. You know, like you need Jalen Hurts to be getting rushing yards, rushing touchdowns to pay off that salary. Like, all three of these quarterbacks are going to have big passing games, most likely. It's the playoffs. You need, you know, it's like Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Josh Allen. But if you take away Jalen Hurts' rushing ability, like, he's not that different than like Joe Burrow. I've got a guy I think for tournaments might be my favorite guy, all things considered. You know, like ownership salary. So Trevor Lawrence down at 6,000, playing Kansas City. Like, that game's got the highest point total, and you've got to think that Jacksonville's going to be having to throw the ball if they're going to keep up with Kansas City. So at like 2,000 less than Patrick Mahomes, I kind of like Trevor Lawrence. I think that the Jags are going to put the ball in the hand of their best player, their franchise guy here. It's going to be the biggest game, you know, franchise has seen in quite some time. So, I think of the cheaper guys, I think my preference is Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. So that was going to take me to the next range of guys that we talk about, which is price wise. It's Burrow, Prescott, and Lawrence. And you like Lawrence over, so what do you think about Joe Burrow though this weekend? Like, I know you like Lawrence, but, are you, like, that game has on paper, or before it starts, it feels like that could be the game where, like, it could just be an offensively efficient shootout for both those quarterbacks. What do you feel about, like, a Joey Burrow?
So, yeah, Matt, I like Burrow, too. I think those are my two favorite games. I think of the set of four, I think those are probably going to be a lot of people's, you know, two favorite games. Burrow and Lawrence are kind of similar. I just think that, like, that game could just be a little bit lower score. I mean, either one of these games could blow up, but I like the Kansas City game to blow up a little bit more. Both those teams pass the ball a lot. Whereas I could see the Cincinnati-Buffalo game maybe being a little bit more reliant on the ground games. If one of the teams gets out to a big lead, I think, like, Buffalo or Cincinnati, I think they could end up just running the ball. Whereas I think with the Jacksonville-Kansas City game, I think that both teams are going to keep passing no matter what. So that game is the game that I like to go over probably the most. I think Burrow was also a good option for tournaments, but my preference is still a little bit Trevor Lawrence.
All right. And I'll talk about the guy in the middle there, Dak Prescott. I don't think he's going to get any love this weekend at all as far as ownership. And there's just so many good quarterback play. Like, there's more good quarterback plays than any other position. They're all like, there's something you could say about all of them that are good. He'll go under-owned.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I'm not sure what to think about this game. There's a chance that the 49ers defense, we've seen it over the last month, has gotten beat pretty good by some pretty marginal quarterbacks at best. You know, Jarrett Stidham put it on them. And for about a half there last week, for about a half and a few minutes into the third quarter, I thought Seattle was just – they couldn't stop Seattle, to be honest with you. You know, Geno was driving down the field up until the minute he fumbled the ball in the red zone when they were about to take the lead back again. So I don't know about this pass even. Maybe it could be half for the 49ers, and Dak's going to come in under own. I'm thinking that's really interesting. But then that takes us to the last two guys in this category for us, price-wise. It's Jones and Purdy are going to be down at the bottom there. Speaking of Dak, and he's facing off against a rookie, Purdy. He was a slate breaker last weekend in the Super Wild Card round. What do you think about his prospects this weekend? Are you back on him, or you say it's time to get off of this horse, man?
Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
I'm going to pass. He did have a good game last weekend, but he needed a rushing touchdown to get there, and that's not his game, really. So, for just $600 less than, like, Lawrence for 700 less than Dak Prescott. Like I'm going to probably try to find a way to spend up. I think like, see, I like the San Francisco offense, but like much of it is going through Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
That I don't think you need to go all the way down to Brock Purdy. I'm probably going to keep like my lowest quarterback, you know, other than this, a set of 150. And if you're playing a million maker, I think you can do whatever you want. But I'm not going to be playing a whole lot of Brock Purdy this weekend.
Okay. Then talk to me about if you were going to punt this, and I know punt is relative because the salaries are so close anyway, but those last two guys, Jones and Purdy, do you think Danny Dimes can, have a little success here? I think he's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be popular, but people saw him last week and he looked good. It's the recency bias. What do you think about Danny Dimes?
He's another guy kind of sits in the Brock Purdy category. He had a good game last weekend, but it's interesting. This round of the playoffs is always interesting because so many of the guys had good games last weekend because they had to advance. It's like all of these teams either have an excellent star quarterback or quarterback who did it pretty well last weekend. Again, with Daniel Jones, I think the Giants' key to this game is going to be to try to keep Jalen Hurts off the field. And I think it's going to be like that's going to be through Saquon Barkley, not necessarily through Daniel Jones. So, yeah, I'm probably not going to be playing a whole lot of Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy. And if I'm spending down, it's going to be probably for Trevor Lawrence and maybe some Dak Prescott.
So if we're building a DraftKings lineup right now, a little shell for the people, you're saying Trevor Lawrence is your guy?
Yeah, I think if we're going to try to get a little bit different, I'm definitely going to have a lot of Patrick Mahomes, especially in cash games. I think you can make an argument for Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts probably my least favorite of the top three just because of some of the injury concerns. I don't think are really factored into like the projections and stuff like that. I think if we're going to get different and like – for the purposes of the show, I think we can get a little bit different and maybe put in Trevor Lawrence.
Fair enough. All right. Well, we got Lawrence in there. So let's talk about wide receivers then so we can talk about maybe pairing. It's a four-game slate. So where are you with pairing your wide receiver quarterback, maybe even a run back on a four-gamer as compared to a full slate or even a two-gamer? Like where are you with that? Is it something you got to do, double stack, triple stack? What do you do?
Generally, the less games on the slate, the more I like to stack. So I think like with this, I think you want to stack, Trevor Lawrence, and we're spending down a quarterback. So I would say that gives us a couple of opportunities. Like we can definitely, obviously want to pair Trevor Lawrence with one or two of his own receivers. Otherwise, he's not going to be the quarterback in the winning lineup. Then we also have the opportunity to maybe spend up at some run backs, which is, the Kansas City guys tend to be a little more expensive. So I would definitely pair Trevor Lawrence with at least two of his own like receivers or tight ends. And the first guy I would look at is actually Christian Kirk.
Okay, that was going to be what we're talking about next. So you like Christian Kirk is your favorite target with him. I like Christian Kirk too. I think that there's a they got three really good options, top-notch options to stack with Trevor Lawrence if you're doing it. There's Kirk, there's Zay Jones, and there's Evan Ingram. So you want two of those three, or would you go one of the really good ones and then go cheaper with a Marvin Jones or somebody like that?
I would start with Christian Kirk. I think this lineup will almost certainly end up with Zay Jones. I like the idea. I don't want to jump ahead, but I really like the idea. If we're using Trevor Lawrence, comparing him with Travis Kelce over Evan Ingram, and then we'll see what we end up with in the flex. This could end up being a two tight end lineup.
All right. That sounds good. Let's double stack. That's what we like there. We're going to double stack. Now let's talk about some other wide receivers that maybe make our way in this lineup from other teams. We might as well talk about Kansas City real quick and see who maybe we could run that back with. Is your favorite pass, like the most popular guy, is going to be Kelce? Are you down with the Kelce at tight end? Or, are you feeling like maybe taking a wild stab on one of these other wide receivers?
Yeah, the wide receivers of Kansas City tend to be hard to predict. You see Kadarius Toney with some of the dots there. I might actually leave the Kansas City wide receivers alone for right now, just because there's so many other guys. And I think we're going to have some salary to spend. And I really consider Kelsey to be like one of the primary wide receiver here. So like, I don't think we need to pair Trevor Lawrence with a Kansas City wide receiver just because we can pair him with the Kansas City tight end.
Fair enough. Let's talk about some of the top-notch options at the position. Then we got Ja'Marr Chase, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, all at the top of the food chain there for projections. Do you see yourself in a lineup like this taking one of those guys, or which one of those guys interests you the most?
I might go with Gabe Davis here.
Oh, you're going a little mid-range action.
Yeah, and the thought process is if I'm playing Trevor Lawrence, like I'm skipping over Josh Allen, and that's a big deal. So I want to get a wide receiver that I think like could give Josh Allen a big score, but I want to have the wide receiver because I'm using a different quarterback. Because I think the quarterback I'm using could outscore him, or at least on a point per dollar basis. Like I think Gabe Davis is that guy to give Josh Allen a big explosive game, but I'm going to take Gabe Davis, hoping that Trevor Lawrence also has a really big game, if that makes sense, right? Like I'm trying to cover my exposure to not having Josh Allen by having Gabe Davis.
Yeah, definitely makes sense, and I like the way it's going to take shape here. Let's just talk about let's plug him in then. I like it, man. I don't want to not have exposure to the Buffalo side of that game, and like you said, we don't have Josh Allen here, so let's plug in. You know, Gabe Davis, Zay Jones. We got a double stack. We've got a bring back right now, or we don't have a bring back, but we know it's probably going to end up being Kelsey. We'll talk about it in a minute. Let's just hit on a few other wide receivers before we jump out of the category and see. So those upper echelon guys I mentioned, like do you see yourself playing at least one of those guys in most of your lineups, or would you rather spend at running back, which we haven't talked about yet, but if you had to spend up, are you more of a running back spend up this week or wide receiver?
Probably running back, just because I like Christian McCaffrey. And yeah, I like both McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley. And I think that's going to be tough to afford if you're also really spending up at wide receiver. I mean, obviously any of these wide receivers could break the slate. I think my favorite is going to of the pricier guys is going to be Ja'Marr Chase. Maybe then CeeDee Lamb, just because of both ownership and I think Lamb could see a big concentration of the Dak Prescott air yards, right? So I think Ja'Marr Chase is my favorite of the spend-ups at wide receiver. It's just going to be tough to afford him. You see CeeDee Lamb there. Like, that's one of the reasons I don't think you necessarily need to go Dak Prescott if you're spending down a quarterback. So I think you can just pick CeeDee Lamb. And it's unlikely that Dak has a tremendously good game without CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he runs for 100 yards. We don't know. It's football, right? Like, that's just the way it is. But I'm with you right there. I like those guys, too. They're very interesting. And let's talk about a few other guys. Let's talk about the Philly game real quick. We didn't really hit on those wide receivers because on one side you have Philly, who's projected to score a lot of points. They got a couple wide receivers. They got a couple really good ones. It's the Giants I'm intrigued in because they have three wide receivers. They're all super cheap. They can all be like – the number one guy on any given week. And they've all put up, like at some point in time, they've put up pretty big totals here in recent weeks since it seems like they've kind of evolved that offense here the last 5 or 6 weeks. So, like, talk to me about Philly and those guys, your interest level in those guys, but then really the Giants and the cheaper guys. Like, how you feeling about those guys? Which one's your favorite this week? And do you plan on having one?
I'm probably not going to be going over the field on the Giants. I might end up under the field on this whole game. I think that the Giants have a path here. Their path to victory is probably to try to keep Jalen Hurts off the field. Whereas I don't see that necessarily in like the Jacksonville-Kansas City game, where I think they're both teams are just going to keep passing. I think like for the Giants, if they want to try to win this game, they maybe want to keep Jalen Hurts off the field, and that's going to be a lot of Saquon Barkley runs. And like for most of the season, the Giants just kind of played things close through most of their games and tried to you know, tried to eke out a win at the end. So I'm probably going to be under the field on the Philly and the Giants wide receivers.
Fair enough. Just to round out the category here, I'm kind of a fan of Richie James this week. You know, I feel like if there's one guy that's going to beat this Philly defense, I think it's going to be James. It's just been – you're kind of like taking a stab in the dark with these guys, man. But I think it's a Richie James week. Don't quote me on that. To the Dallas game, I like the CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb exposure. And a run back for that, Brandon Ayuk. I think it's an Ayuk week. But, again, there's a lot of weapons for San Francisco, and it's tough to – pin them down. So I think that's where we are. Let's go to tight end real quick, because I think it's pretty cut and dry with this lineup, and then we can hit on some other guys. You're just, this feels like it's got to be Kelce in this lineup, right?
I think so. I think this lineup is saying that Kelce's having a big game. That's causing Jacksonville to pass to catch up.
Fair enough. The other tight ends, there's probably a huge drop off here. We're expecting playoffs, Kelce to, you know, step it up and all that good stuff. He kind of doesn't really put it together too much in the regular season anymore, but the playoffs should be that time. So a big drop off here. But if you're going to, first of all, when you go into your lineup HQ and your settings, are you keeping double tight ends a possibility in GPP, or is it just one tight end for you this week?
I think you can play multiple tight ends. And it's like, I don't know, like, these guys are pretty good, you know, at catching the football. So, like, yeah, you know, like, you could absolutely see, like, Travis Kelce and Evan Ingram, yeah, both having big games, right? Like, that would not be a surprise. You could see, like, Dallas Goedert and George Kittle having big games. You know, Dalton Schultz is in there as a, you know, as a receiving threat. You know, this is a pretty good tight end selection. The other guys, if I really need to save salary, maybe I'm looking at, like, Dawson Knox and Hayden Hurst. I'm going to look at those guys more if I'm using the quarterback in that lineup. The top four guys can really, you know, they could put up big yardage games and big touchdown games. Like, a lot of these tight ends tend to be, like, touchdown dependent. Like, if they don't get a touchdown, they probably aren't landing on the optimal lineup, and it's more about salary savings and stuff like that. Like, not with this group of tight ends. Like, Travis Kelce, Dallas Goedert, like, any of these guys could kind of break a slate. Like, it wouldn't be shocking to see any of these guys get 100 yards and get 8 receptions, 100 yards, and a touchdown.
I agree. When it's a full slate, I'm not taking a tight end in the flex. But on this little four-gamer, the way it sets up with these tight ends, these top 5 guys are basically glorified wide receivers, man. They could put up wide receiver numbers. So I'm with you 100%. That's a setting I made last night, was to include one of those 5 guys in the flex if the, you know, optimizer so chose to put one there. So let's just hit on the other ones real quick. Kelce, the cream of the crop. I'm kind of a fan of Goedert this week. I think there's a chance that – I mean, one of those pass catchers for Philly, like, one of them has to get there. A.J., Devontae, or Goedert, one of them has to get there for these guys to, you know, win this game against the Giants. I think it may be him. I'm not as high on Kittle, Ingram, and Schultz as Goedert, but they're okay. What do you think about those 5 and any other salary savers you might want to talk about before we move on?
So, like, obviously, like, for the purposes of this lineup, I like Kelce and Ingram. George Kittle there might be some recency bias there. He might end up being a little bit overowned. He's, you know, obviously had some big games kind of down the stretch. I don't know if that's going to continue so much now that they've got, like, everybody back. But he's, you know, he's had a good stretch there. Of the top ones, like, Kittle is probably the one that I'm most comfortable, like, being under the field on. Dalton Schultz is a guy I'm probably going to pair more with, like, Dak Prescott than trying to play him independently. Just because, like, they have CeeDee Lamb there. I'm probably going to pair Schultz with Dak Prescott more than playing him independently, even though, like, he had a huge game last weekend. I just, you know, there's so many good options. So I probably like Kelce and Ingram the most, you know, like, on a kind of point per dollar ownership basis. Then Dallas Goedert than Schultz and Kittle.
I tend to agree with you there. My cliff notes would be George Kittle just doesn't – he loses some action to Debo Samuel when Debo's back in the game, and Dallas has a fairly good scheme against tight ends. So I do like – Kittle could always be a slave. Like, the first drive of the game, he could catch one of those quick 10-yard passes and take it down the middle for 70 yards, and then you're thinking, slate breaker, game over if you faded him. That's the you know, price you pay here. But that's what I think about Kittle, is he's going to lose a few targets in the game, passing game. I think they want him to block a little more in this matchup, and Dallas has a pretty good scheme. Dalton Schultz, my cliff note would be – it sounds stupid, I know, man. Some guys, they don't like this kind of stuff, but – when a guy has a big game in the NFL 1 week, the next week it usually goes somewhere else in that offense. The other team either adjusts or they adjust their game, something. So I don't – Schultz had a huge game last weekend, but like we've said, I think it's a CD game more than a Schultz game. And that's a crazy narrative, but that's where I am. And Evan Ingram's fine. Godere, I like, and Kelsey we talked about. So let's move on. Let's plug some running backs in here and then get on to FanDuel real quick. All right, let's talk about some running backs. The big dogs, Barkley, McCaffrey this week, stand out in price tags, stand out in projection. Which one of these guys are you feeling?
I probably like Christian McCaffrey as the priority here. Like, he makes up such a big part of the San Francisco offense, and they're playing home. They're favored. Like, if you're San Francisco, are you putting the ball in Brock Purdy's hands or Christian McCaffrey's? You gotta think it's going to be Christian McCaffrey. So I'd make him the priority, but I do like Saquon Barkley as well. I just don't know if we'll be able to afford him.
Yeah, I'm wrestling with this one. These are two really good players, and I could see that going either way. You just never know. And so I do think if we're talking – do we have ownership up? Yeah, we do. Oh, okay. It's a little bit more. I thought it would be swayed a little bit more towards McCaffrey, but – That's a pretty tight one right there. Let's talk about some of the other guys below them in price range right there. The Mixons and ETNs and Pollard. Do you feel in any of these guys in that mid-range?
Probably not as much as the ownership is showing there. If I'm playing Trevor Lawrence, I'm not necessarily playing like Etienne paired with him. Like, he hasn't had like huge receiving games. Like, for this lineup, I'd probably go under the field on Etienne, like under what the field is indicating there, and try to see if I could like spend up to get like McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley more than the field is. We've got Etienne is the second highest owned running back there. Like, I don't know if I have that much faith.
Is Miles Sanders really going to be the highest owned running back? That's weird.
Yeah,
because Christian McCaffrey's price tag, although the highest on DraftKings, is still very, very cheap compared to his production. The $8,000, if this was a main slate, $8,000 would be a steal for McCaffrey, right?
Yeah. So it's gonna be hard to get away from McCaffrey.
Let's plug him in.
Yeah,
plug him in, man. Like, yeah, that's just a good price tag, and we do that. All right. So now, if we plug him in this particular lineup, we're going to have to start hitting up some value here.
Yeah.
So we got one running back spot left. A defense, which saves us a little money. The flex, who know, we could do, like you said, the double tight end, save us a little. But this running back in this particular line would have to be semi-cheap. Do you have anybody in mind here for that price range?
Probably I'd start with Jerick McKinnon. If we're doing, like I said, like a four-game slate, I like to game stack maybe a little bit more. And if I'm using the quarterback here, like Trevor Lawrence, like, I don't mind the idea of using Jerick McKinnon just because he's going to get potentially more receptions. So, like, I'm saying this game is going over with this lineup. Like, I'm saying this game's going over, and that's probably more of a Jerick McKinnon game than a Isaiah Pacheco or whatever, like, you know, kind of ground running back Kansas City is rolling out.
All right. I like McKinnon. Let's plug him in and see where that leaves us in salary right here. That's going to be you know what? We can make that happen. Just say we plug in a random defense, the cheapest. Like, defenses kind of don't matter. We don't know who's going to score what on this slate, if anybody's going to get a touchdown, if not. So you can save a lot of money at defense, leave yourself, 4,600 or less on on the flex spot, that could be a lot of different play. We've talked about the tight ends. There's pass catchers. There's all kinds of options. So this would work. This works, man. I think this is a really cool lineup. So we're going to leave it right there. I don't want to fill in all the spots, but let's move on to FanDuel. Now, that one looks really good for DraftKings. I think things are a little bit different on FanDuel where, you know, we just took a guy like McKinnon because of his pass catching ability on DraftKings. That might not be our top priority over here on FanDuel because of the scoring and the way it's set up. Who knows how that's going to play out? So let's start talking about some guys. We've talked about guys. Let's just start filling out lineup spots. Who's your favorite quarterback on FanDuel with the price tags over here the way they are?
So for this lineup, I might just start with Patrick Mahomes.
I agree 100%.
Okay. Yeah. The salary is like not as much of a thing on FanDuel, and the differences in salary for the quarterbacks is not as big on FanDuel as it is on DraftKings.
Yeah, so things are just bunched together more over here, man. So yeah, might as well take a guy like Mahomes. So I agree with that one. It's just not that big of a gap between, let's say, Mahomes and all the way down to Purdy. It's just not that big of a gap. So let's do that. Mahomes. So if we're plugging him in there, are we double stacking? If one of them's got to be Kelce, though, right?
I'd start off with Travis Kelce. That's going to be pricey. But I think we can go ahead and do it.
We'll just hunt for some touchdowns. Are you feeling a double stack? You want to take a shot at a cheap wide receiver? I think there's options over here on FanDuel where we're looking for touchdowns. We're hunting for touchdowns. And I think KC has a few guys in the receiving core that may not get like the volume and the PPR on DraftKings, but man, they are a threat to score a touchdown. And that could be enough to get you dang near in the optimal. So I kind of feel like maybe we abandon McKinnon here and we go with another pass catcher. I'm looking at those receivers for KC. And so let's go not Juju. Juju, I think, is more of a volume guy and, you know, middle of the field. He's going to work and get 7, 8, 9 targets and all that. I want a guy who can catch a touchdown. Like, the guy who's just been popping out is Kadarius Toney. Yeah. And Mecole Hardman's still out. He's already ruled out this week again. So Toney, just watching him when he's on the field and he's healthy, he's a guy there. Just they hunt in the red zone, man. They seek him out. I think it saves us a little money. What do you think about the Kelce Toney stack?
I like it. The touchdowns are so much more important off FanDuel because you're not getting that full point per reception. So yeah, I agree. Let's like go for the touchdowns, and that's gonna be Kadarius Toney.
Cool. Let's talk about some running backs real quick. In this particular lineup, there's a bigger gap with McCaffrey and the price tag over here. And we don't get the benefit of maybe if he has that big PPR game, we don't get that benefit over here. That's one of the things about taking him on DraftKings is all the passes. So he kind of needs to find the end zone, which he probably will do. It's McCaffrey, but it's an easier fade over here is what I'm trying to say to you. So who are some of the running backs we should be looking at in this lineup?
First thing, I think we're in the wrong slate because we got a super flex there. And I know there's like Mahomes' salary. So I'm like, man, we're really running out of salary, but we don't have to play defense. So we want to get to the Saturday, Sunday.
There you go. We're right there. Saturday. Yeah, you know, hey, man, we're just doing it for the people.
Yeah.
Just giving all them right. All kinds of options here, but
this looks more familiar.
Yeah. Mahomes, Kelce, Toney, we're on it. And then we're going to try to figure out some running backs here. Let's talk about some running backs. You got McCaffrey, Saquon, are still the cream of the crop. Are you more likely to go Barkley over here? Or if you're fading McCaffrey, would you just drop down to the next range?
Let's actually try Saquon Barkley because I think
– You like Saquon?
I like him. I actually do. I like him a lot this game because I think – and that kind of – like, if we're not playing Jalen Hurts, you know, we're not playing any of the, like, the Giants wide receivers, at least so far. I think the explanation for that could be, like, Saquon Barkley is just having a big game. And that would make sense from the Giants' perspective. So I would say, if we're playing Mahomes, like, let's try to put Saquon Barkley. That probably leaves us out of the Christian McCaffrey range, though.
Yeah. So question for you on FanDuel. Would not happen on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, if we're fading McCaffrey, just to save salary, would you entertain the idea of playing Elijah Mitchell on a touchdown? Because Like, he can get touchdowns. It's just a matter of luck with this team. Who's in the game when they get inside the five? They're going to run the ball. They're going to hand the ball off inside. Who's in the game at the time? Like we saw last week, Mitchell was in the game a couple times when they were down inside the 5 yard, and he actually got one. He actually got a touchdown. So the touchdown is very much on the table. The volume is not. What do you think about Elijah Mitchell, man? Because we're going to at some point start saving some salary here. Do you have any interest in him on FanDuel?
I do, yeah. I think Elijah Mitchell is definitely in play, and if we're fading McCaffrey, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we're fading McCaffrey. So let's plug Elijah Mitchell and see if we can't figure out. I mean, we're just looking for touchdowns. I don't think the big volume is going to be there, but you never know, man, with the touchdowns of this guy. He may fall into the end zone twice and end up on the optimal.
And I'll say that another guy along the same vein that makes some sense is James Cook, because with this lineup, we're kind of fading the Buffalo Cincinnati game. So I think that's a possibility as well. But either one of those guys, maybe Mitchell, just because I get the pivot off of Christian McCaffrey. So we're going up for Saquon Barkley. So we're kind of saying Barkley's more of the priority this weekend than Christian McCaffrey. And I think Eli Mitchell, that explains that pivot.
It works because you're not playing McCaffrey anyway. So now you're going with the leverage and hoping Mitchell gets the rushing touchdowns and not McCaffrey. Then you double whammy him. Not only do you have Mitchell, but you faded and the 60% who have McCaffrey or however it's going to be. This says 34. Yeah, probably on a four gamer, 35 is about right. But on the two gamers, it's really a lot of leverage. But is there anybody else on FanDuel you'd want to talk about at running back and maybe even put in the flex, or should we move on? Or would you want to put James Cook in the flex?
Yeah, I think we could end up. Yeah, if we end up there, I think that's okay. We could even maybe plug him in now and see what that leaves us with for the wide receivers.
Let's plug in James Cook in the flex. I always like a third running back in the flex on FanDuel anyway. Not imperative on a four-game slate, but yeah, it just feels good. So, let's move on then to wide receiver and fill out a couple more spots. We got 5,700 per spot. Plenty of – because when you plug in a defense, you're going to save some money anyway. Talk to me about some wide receivers here. We've got the KC guys. And we could always run it back with some Jacksonville guys. And then anybody else you want to hit on FanDuel wide receiver.
I like the run back here. And I think the guy that for the price is going to be Zay Jones. I have maybe a slight preference towards Christian Kirk, but he's just not going to work at 1,100 more expensive in this lineup. So I would say start with Zay Jones and see. Yeah, we should have enough salary left over there for another, defense and quality wide receiver.
Yeah. Let's say we plug in just any random defense, see where that leaves us with money. Just like I said, defenses, they matter, but then they don't matter. You just never know who's going to score a random touchdown and all that other good stuff. So let's say, I don't know, who's your favorite cheapest defense you would want to plug? Just like anybody.
It's so variant.
Yeah,
I really think you can go anywhere. Like we saw, Miami's defense right on last weekend score a touchdown. I would say you can go.
We don't have any Philly offensive players, so let's plug in the Giants defense.
Yeah, they're the cheapest.
You just never know. And maybe Hurts is still banged up. And oh man, that would leave us 7,800 for a wide receiver. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd leave us Christian Kirk if we wanted it, but I don't know if you want to go that route or anybody else you want to plug in there and talk to me.
There's a pretty good wide receiver at 7,800 on the dots from a game we don't
have. Yeah, you're right. Okay, you're building a lineup situation like this. I can zero it out with the highest projected guy, CD, or, man, I could make my game stack look really, really juicy. Which direction do you go usually when you're in this spot?
This, on a four game slate, I'd probably try to game stack over the higher owned CeeDee Lamb, but it's close. You go either way.
Yeah, I agree with that. It just feels good to see that double stack both ways, man. So let's just say it's Christian Kirk. Man, that lineup come together too easy. I think that's I don't know how chalky that's going to be. You don't want to get duped, but that looks pretty good right there. I think that feels pretty good, man. So I think that's where we leave it, John. I think we've talked about most of the players, all the players we like, most of the players that are playing regardless, and we built a couple lineups out. So anything before we jump out of here?
No, it should be a great weekend of sports. We got like UFC on, we got NBA, you got football playoffs, hockey. Like, this is a great time of year. So yeah, just enjoy it.
Yeah, going to be a fun weekend of football. I'm definitely thoroughly looking forward to this one, and hoping we can get some good luck here in that Cowboys game, and the Cowboys can advance on and beat the 49ers. But then again, it's double-edged sword, because if they do that, then all my best balls are dead because I stacked all the 49ers. So I don't know how to feel about it. But anyway, guys, we appreciate you tuning in. Get in those GPPs. They're filling fast. Good luck out there in all those tournaments. Until next week, I'm sure we'll be back for a little two-game action for you. That was Squirrel Patrol. I was your host, Chop, and we're out of here.